Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show.
Have an interesting email that I got, which is a little bit of a dilemma, I suppose. And it says, "Hi, Niall. I was wondering if you could talk about my issue and get your listeners' thoughts on it as well. My father passed away last week and is planning on getting buried with my mother, which is what would usually happen in this situation. The problem is that before my mother passed away, she was in hospital for over a year, and during that time, he cheated on her with the wife of another patient, who had passed away weeks before my mother in 2014. He then went on to marry this other woman, and as far as I'm concerned, he has lost the right to be buried after cheating and getting married to this other woman. Also, what happens when his new wife dies? As his wife, she would be entitled to be buried in the same grave as my mother if he's buried there too. I would value your opinion on this and would like to hear what your listeners think." Now, it's a little bit complicated, to say the least. But he assumed he's going to be buried with his original wife and, you know, the mother of his children. And obviously his children will be buried in that plot as well. But no, he's married now to somebody else. So if he does get buried there, well, then she would be entitled to also be buried there. Then you're going to have two wives in the same plot. Never have two queens in the same castle, they say. So, well, look, it was disrespectful that he cheated with the woman before she passed away in the first place. I don't know how much respect he deserves at this stage, but maybe you found yourself in that situation where your mum or dad passed away, your other parent went on to get married again, and then they passed away. Where do you bury them? Do you bury them with the original wife, or do you wait till the new wife dies and bury them with them? I mean, get them a plot of their own. I don't know. It's a bit of a complicated situation, isn't it? What do you do in that situation? Huh? I want to know. What do you think? The number's 087-188-0008. What do you do?
Hiya, Niall. The man had an affair. He should be burnt, and his ashes should be left in the Liffey. Oh, no, the Liffey is too good of it. Probably the canal or the sewers or something like that.
Oh, my.
That's exactly where I'd be putting him.
Oh, right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Putting him with his wife, his fourth wife. Cracking jokes.
I'm only asking. Look, the listener sent in the email. I'm only asking the question. You know what I mean? That's all I'm here to do. Let me go to Trish. Trish, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Trish?
Hi, how are you?
Where should they bury the man?
I don't think he should be buried with his first wife. He committed the ultimate betrayal and he had an affair on him. He doesn't deserve it.
But she doesn't know that. She didn't know that before she died. No.
But he won't know where he's buried either, really.
No, I suppose he won't.
So, I think it's not complicated, but it would get very complicated, as you said, if he was buried down with the older wife and then the new wife passes away. But I would say the decision is really up to the new wife.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I don't think it would be respectful for him to be buried with the older wife.
Right.
He doesn't deserve it.
I'd say there's rows all over the country on a regular basis as to where people get buried and what plot they get buried in.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, if he didn't have the affair, let's just for argument's sake say he didn't have the affair. Let's just say his wife passed away and then he got remarried a few years later. Well, then where would he get buried?
Well, then he would have to decide before he dies himself. But, yes, that is a good point.
Because if they bury him with the original wife and then the new wife dies, is she then entitled to be buried with him as well?
Well, as you said, you can't have two women...
Two queens in the same castle.
It's like too many cooks to spoil the broth. So you can't put two women because it would get confusing for the family. It's very confusing for the family, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But maybe if they decided to cremate him and scatter his ashes on one grave, this is if he didn't have the affair.
Right, okay.
Scatter his ashes on some of his ashes on the previous and...
Some of the new one.
Ashes on the new one, yeah.
So spread him around, like?
I'll spread him around. He spread himself around already.
Well,
anyway.
It seems he did spread him around. I don't want to make light of the man's passing, but it does seem that he did spread himself around a little bit.
Yeah. But if he didn't, you know, or just scatter his ashes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe he didn't want to be cremated. Maybe he didn't want to be cremated, you know.
Yeah.
He's of the older generation. They tend not to want to be cremated.
Yeah, that's true. But he definitely, as he had an affair, he doesn't deserve to be buried with his previous wife.
Are you getting scattered, Tricia? Are you?
I No, not at all.
No, no, you're not going to get scattered at all. Are you going down in the ground or are you getting cremated?
I don't. I actually haven't made up my mind yet. Then I thought, well, you know what? I'll be dead. I don't care. Someone else can make that decision.
See, it's an uncomfortable conversation to have with people as to where you're going to get buried
or
scattered.
It's very uncomfortable. And especially if you have someone who doesn't want to talk about that end of things.
I know. Myself and Karen have talked about it loads of times. You know, we know exactly what we want. We're going to be scattered in Florida. On
she's
a beach.
First, at least.
And I told them already, I don't want a funeral. I would hate to have a funeral.
I wouldn't want a funeral. I would want more sort of a celebration than a funeral.
I don't even want that. I don't want loads of people there who don't like me. Just there.
Oh,
to...
no, don't invite them.
Because when people die in radio... Now, here's the thing, right? When people die in radio, right, people just go to the funeral to do a bit of networking. Do you know what I mean?
They're not
there out of respect.
And the whole lot. And you still have that in rural Ireland. People just go to be nosy.
Yeah, to do a bit of networking, catch up on people they know and stuff like that.
It's like people adding you on Facebook as a friend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
On Facebook and they wouldn't say hello to you in the street. And yet they'll go to your funeral as well.
I remember years ago, a mate of mine said to me, there was this guy in the town and he was real unpopular. And he said, the funeral was jammed. He said, you couldn't get into the church. And I said, I thought you said he was unpopular. And I said, he was unpopular. He said, they were all there to make sure he was dead.
Make sure he's gone.
So stay there for a second, because Bernie, you're an Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How you doing, Bernie?
I'm Grant, how are you now?
Good, Bernie. So, I mean, this is a bit of a complicated situation. Now, let's add into it the mix that he did have an affair in the mother without her even knowing while she was sick in hospital.
Yeah, no, I'd be getting the new wife to make the decision. I wouldn't touch that in a large bowl.
Oh, would you not?
No, and thinking about you going to Florida to be scattered, how would they get their ashes on the plane?
Why, you're not allowed to bring ashes on a plane.
I don't think you are.
Ah, you can hide them.
Actually, we can post you.
You can post me.
And then it looks like you're carrying drugs. No.
Why would me ashes look like drugs?
Well, I have my husband's ashes here, and they don't, you know, they're very fine.
It's like powder, yeah.
Yeah, it's big, granules. Look this bigger. I'm sorry if you need to go.
What, like granule? I thought it was like a powder.
Fine, it's very fine.
Give me an analogy. What, like?
I'll send you a picture, maybe.
No, I'd rather you didn't.
We could put you in an hourglass and see your gifts and bring you.
What does it look like? Cocaine or something?
It's hard to describe, guys. Everyone is different. But
we're all different.
I definitely think that poor lad shouldn't be struggling with this. He should be allowed. The new wife should be make that decision.
Yeah, I don't know. See, I don't know if you had siblings or whatever, and they all want to get their pennies worth in, and you know, make a decision around the father's death or not.
But by law, isn't the new wife the next kin?
She is.
It will be her decision.
Well, I think it legally is her decision, then, isn't it?
Legally, yeah.
But maybe she's, you know, opted out of making the decision.
Well, no, she. I mean, it's not fair on this son, like, if his father did this. He's obviously very hurt.
It looks like the issue here is that it seems to be that the plan is for the dad to go with the dead wife. You know, that seems to be the plan, but
that's probably what the family wants.
Yeah, my father passed away last week and was planning on getting buried with my mother, which is what usually happens in that situation, but he's telling us it's a complication. So, in other words, maybe the father requested that he go down with the dead mother.
But that's not fair in the family then, you know, and I just get the new wife to get him sorted.
Get him sorted.
That's disrespectful in my mind that to the family and the wife still alive, and he went off and had an affair with one of the patients' wives on the ward. Like, that's completely disrespectful.
By the way, as a nurse, Bernie, and I'm sure you've seen many things over your days as a nurse, was it common for patients to be having affairs with each other?
I didn't really see it.
Did you not?
I never know. No, I hadn't time for looking at that.
They're probably behind the curtains. I work in a hospital as well.
I mean, was there ever any, Bernie, was there ever any carry on going on? Do you know what I mean?
Oh no, that'd be another late night story.
I mean, did you ever come in and catch two patients, you know?
No, I actually didn't. Now, I know friends of mine did, but I never did.
Right, okay.
But cheers. I worked in a nursing home and
stop.
Yeah, I did, but it was harmless. It was harmless.
What, like two? With the greatest respect, two old codgers like at it.
Yeah. No, they weren't. No. But it was just harmless.
I was visiting. Yes, they were at it. They had to, you know, get them apart there.
Right. The bucket of hot water, like. Okay. So getting back to our dilemma. Sorry, we're digressing now and they've gone into very dangerous territory. Getting back to this particular situation. So as far as you're concerned, Bernie, leave it to the new wife. Let her deal
Absolutely.
With it.
I know it's hard and heartbreaking for the children because they are his children. But it was very hurtful for what they had to witness and to live with them that he went on and married somebody else and the mother was still alive. Like, that is heartbreaking.
Mm.
So I think it's down to the new wife should be responsible. And, you know, she shouldn't have any hidden agenda. She should let the family, if they want to partake, be absolutely partake. But I wouldn't marry him with his old ex-wife as she was be now.
Yeah, the one he cheated on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll stay there for a second. Let me go to Margaret as well. Margaret, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you, Margaret?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Now, you are a second wife.
I am.
It's almost like a title, isn't it? You are a second wife. So, is your husband still with us?
He is indeed, yeah.
Okay, right. These are awful questions to be asking somebody live on the radio. I swear to God, Ruth, who gives me these topics? So, Margaret, have you had that conversation with your husband?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I even bought a second grade to make sure that he was going in with me.
Oh, so he's going in with you and that's it?
That's it, yeah.
That's it, okay. And in relation to, does he have kids?
He does, he has one child, but she thinks he'll go in with her mum. But that's not going to happen.
We've just started a row on the radio now. Yes. It's going to be a row now, just because you said it on the radio. So he's going in with you and that's final. So in other words, as far as you're concerned, the new wife is the next of kin. She makes the decision.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, in this particular case, I don't know, but I'm of the assumption that the new wife is okay with the father's wishes to be planned buried with the old wife. Now, so what happens in that situation? And they don't really want him in there because he had an affair on her.
Yeah, that's
awkward, to say the least.
That one is awkward. Like, he'll
be going somewhere on his own, maybe.
Yeah, well, my husband, his first wife died, so.
Oh, okay.
Like, she's gone now 40 odd years.
Oh, it's a long time. Okay.
Daughter still thinks, like, he should go in that grave.
Okay. I don't understand why somebody would think that, because you're with him. How many years are you with him?
30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Plenty of time had passed, of course, as well, since, you know, until he met you. And,
And we, as I said, we did have that conversation that.
It would have been unusual, Margaret, 30 years ago, and frowned upon probably to some degree, when a wife or a husband passed away, that you'd meet somebody else and get married again. That would have been unusual, wouldn't it? Or less common than it is now?
I'd say less common, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it took him 43 years to remarry.
Yeah. was there questions, like when you were remarrying, was there a few questions asked, like, well, are you really going to get married again, yeah?
Oh, there was murder.
There was
tantrums, doors were kicked, slammed, you're not getting married again, you know.
Okay.
Usual, but he stood his ground and he said, no. Get married, like 43 years, I've been on my own.
So. I love Margaret and I'm marrying her, and that's the end of it.
That was it, and if they didn't like it.
Lump it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're still with him all those years later.
We are still together, we surprised them all.
Okay, still happily in love.
Still happily in love. Actually, yes, definitely.
Yeah. And you're going into the ground holding hands.
Definitely.
Yeah. See, Bernie? There you go. There's true love.
Yeah, but that sounds logical. But this is illogical, asking the son to... He's been married for the second time. It should be the second wife's permission, do you know?
Yeah.
That's how it happens.
Yeah.
I don't see what the first wife... I don't see why the first wife should be, you know, he should be put in with her, even if it was something he wanted. It's not fair on the second wife either.
Yeah, I don't know how the second wife would feel about that. Margaret, how would you feel if your husband turned around to you tonight when he came home and says, listen, I've just decided I want to go in with the first wife?
Oh, God.
You'd be offended,
wouldn't you?
No, you'd be offended.
No, you're in a second relationship. Would you like to be buried, God forbid, down the road with your first wife?
Jesus, no.
No, so there you go. So, you know, Would you expect?
Well, I'm not getting buried anyway. I've just discussed all that. Yeah, I'm getting my ashes scattered in Florida. Yeah.
Ask Cash. You come back with a flower then, or a rose or something.
Yeah, I'm wondering, by the way, if there was reincarnation, what I'd like to come back as.
Oh, I don't know. Another radio presenter.
Which one?
Oh.
Joe. I could come back as Joe Duffy, could you imagine?
No.
Good afternoon, I'm going to the Lloyd line. No.
No.
No. No. Well, he's still alive, so that would be disrespectful.
Gable.
Who? Gable. Well, I have to say, I've huge admiration for Gay Byrne.
Yeah. Huge. Terry Wogan. I thought he was lovely.
Oh, Terry Wogan, of course. Yeah. What a wonderful presenter. Yeah, great.
Yeah, you go.
Yeah, no, I'd be very honoured to come back as either of them.
I think you'd be great at that as well. You have that lovely lilt in your voice. Great.
Thanks very much indeed. Stay there a second. Let me go to John as well. John, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, John?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
Listen, nail this now straight away, right?
Yeah.
The second wife should have no say whatsoever.
Oh, poor old Margaret here. Don't insult Margaret.
None whatsoever, right?
Right.
It should be up. The person that's in the second marriage, the husband that has passed on and has got married again, should go in with the first wife, right? Because that was the original couple, right? And especially if there's a family, there are kids, right? They should have the say on that, not the second wife. Because that is the original package. That was the family that originally started out as a family, right?
But he's moved on to a new family.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
No.
Oh, and what's more, the very fact, that this person had an affair while the first wife was alive, it was said, I think, briefly in a voice message you got in there, and I was 100% agree with it, right? If that was me, I would not even bury him. I wouldn't disrespect my mother by putting an adulterer in with her for eternity, right?
Oh, well, now you're contradicting yourself.
No, otherwise, I would get him cremated, and I would bring him home, and I would flush him down the toilet.
Because he was an adulterer?
Yes.
Okay, well, leaving aside the adultery bit for the moment and flushing people down toilets, right?
Yep.
Okay. I know. Getting back to, you've just disrespected Margaret on the air. She's sobbing her brain. Margaret, are you sobbing your brains out?
I'm very upset.
Yeah, she's very upset, John, very upset. What you just said, that we shouldn't even be listening to Margaret as far as you're concerned. She's the second wife.
No, that doesn't matter. I mean, the second relationship is great. I'm delighted people move on. When it's respectful, right? Not having affairs and carrying on like that. I've nothing
to that. Forget about the affair for the moment.
Yeah.
But you've disrespected Margaret by saying it shouldn't be Margaret's choice as to where her husband
gets buried. No, I think, especially when there's a family involved.
But is Margaret and her husband not a family now?
No, but they're not the original family.
Uh-huh.
They're not the original husband, wife and children, the package.
But they are husband and wife.
They are, but they're not the original package. And the original package should go together.
Oh. Margaret, do you want to respond to that?
Well, the way I look at it, my husband, he was only with his first wife for 2 years before she died, unfortunately. I've been with him for 30 years. So,
put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Well, the fact, that she only lived for 2 years, God bless the woman, that's immaterial. I mean, she could have lived for 40 years, right? But she was still his wife. And just because there's only 2 years, they started out with the intention of staying together and they were very old. So therefore, he should go in with that woman.
Yeah, but he hasn't been to her grave since the day he buried her.
Yeah, well, he finds it traumatic.
Oh, yes, he did. But,
quite the time he would have, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like, as I said, he doesn't even go near the graveyard, so why should I bring him out there to somewhere that he hasn't been to in 3 years?
Well, the reason, that he probably won't go out there now is because, obviously, he's above ground, he's alive, it brings up all the emotion, the feeling and the hurt. And everything, he finds it too traumatic. But the fact that when he passes away, I hope he doesn't pass away.
Can I just say, Margaret? I hate to be talking about him in past tense.
but to me, Niall, that's where he belongs. In it doesn't matter. They were only 2 years together. They started out together. They had intentions of staying together. Unfortunately, something happened. Right, that's where he belongs as well.
No, I don't think so.
But Margaret's been with him for 30 years. She is his wife. They are a family.
Well, if she was willing, she could then go into the grave as well.
No. Now there'll be a real row. So what? Have the two wives in the one grave?
Well, the last time I passed, like, when I visited my mother's grave, I didn't hear any rows, like, underground. So, I mean, like, let's be honest, like.
Well, stay there, because, hang on for a second, because this dilemma is getting better as we go along. Mags, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Mags?
Hi, how are you?
Now, your dad is buried with both wives.
Yes, indeed.
Now, how'd that work out?
Very well. You see, my dad was married, and his wife died fairly young.
Okay.
And she had two daughters.
Okay.
And then some years later, he married my mother.
Okay.
And they had a happy marriage. And my sisters, we were all reared up together. So when my dad died, my sisters said to my mother, look, if you want to get another grave, we're okay with that. But my mother, and I really admire her for it, she said to the girls, she, your poor mother, never did anything to me. So why can't we all be buried together? So that's what happened.
And is your mum still with us?
No, she passed. So my dad has a wife underneath him and another one on top.
She couldn't make that up, could you? It's like a sandwich. Yeah. A matrimonial sandwich. And by the way, condolences on your loss, by the way. I don't mean to be making fun of it either.
No.
In relation to the dilemma. Well, there you go, John. See, there's the best of both worlds.
But that's what I just said. But I mean, when it comes down to, like, if there was messing around about, you know.
Well, no, there was no messing around in Mags' case.
No messing around in our case.
No. Or in Margaret's case, for that matter, there was no messing around. No.
But at the end of the day, you have to respect, like, I mean, the siblings as well. Like, I mean, the daughters and sons are left behind. If they're uncomfortable with it, in it, you have to take their feelings.
But would it be fair to Margaret if the daughter or son or the siblings, in relation to her husband's first marriage, was making a choice based on the fact that Margaret has been with him for 30 years? That would be wrong on every level.
Yeah, but I mean, if they would be entitled, like, I mean, to object if they felt strongly enough about it. I mean, you have to accept that.
No, well, I wouldn't accept that. I mean, I have children from my marriage, my first marriage. But I don't accept that my children make a decision on my behalf. As far as I'm concerned, my next of kin is my wife or my partner or whoever I'm with in the future.
Well, you see, you want to make out the will. You want to get a sign pretty quickly, would you not?
Just in case, you mean?
Yeah, because, I mean, like, I mean, if you haven't got this down in writing, I mean, even with it down in writing, I mean, it, like, people could kind of still go ahead and go against your wishes.
Hmm.
But at least if you've got it down in writing, I mean, the fact is, like, I mean, and you've signed this, it would probably be respected. But if you haven't got it down in writing, forget about it. They can put you anywhere.
Oh, God. I wouldn't like that now. But I'm just warning everybody. If anybody brings me to a church in a coffin, I'm just letting you know now, I'll haunt you all forever. That's Ruth. You've heard me say that. I'm just letting you know. Everybody's heard me now say that. But I know nobody will do that to me.
And what happens then to somebody like one of the fans of the show? We say, like, my good self, now I find out where you're buried, God forbid.
I'm not getting buried, John.
Well, we'll say your ashes will have to be put somewhere, won't they?
What do you mean? Me ashes, I told you already what's going to happen to me ashes. They're going to be sprinkled in Florida.
Oh, right.
In my favourite place.
Florida, yeah. Well, we'll say, if I'm over there, so I'll say a prayer for you.
All right, okay. Listen, thank you very much indeed. Thank you. By the way, Max, that was an interesting sandwich you mentioned there. There was one woman on top, one woman on bottom. I mean, what more could a man ever want in his life?
What more could you want? And she even put the names on the headstone. So.
And did she put them in that? Did she put them in that? Was that the order? One on top, one on bottom. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Max, thank you very much indeed. And Margaret, thank you very much indeed. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Loads of people, by the way, are sending an audio message as well on WhatsApp too.
Hi, Niall. I'm just going along and driving at the moment. So I personally think parents should be buried together, and regardless of his affair or his new wife's affair, she had a husband prior, so she'd be buried with her first husband, and he'd be buried with his first wife. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. I get you. Absolutely. Thank you very much indeed for that.
Hi, Niall. Nigel and Newbridge. I think he's lost the right to be buried with his original wife.
Right.
He cheated on her.
He did.
He went away with another. He went off with another woman.
Yeah.
He married that woman.
Yeah.
These things happen. That's fine. He's either buried on his own. with his current wife to be buried with him, or else he's buried on his own. He should not go into the plot with his original wife, in my opinion. He cheated on her, obviously, went off with somebody else, so to pardon the expression, Niall, he's lost the plot.
He did. He's lost the plot.
From Nigel and Newbridge.
Thanks, Nigel. A good play of words.
Considering his wife's in hospital, dying, I'd say, I would bury him somewhere on his own in a pauper's grave. Right. That's exactly what I'd do with him.
Oh.
And that's their stepmom when something happens to her. I'd let her side of her family worry about where she's been buried and let them just look after their mammy, their own mammy's grave.
Absolutely. Mm.
Niall, how are you? Can't come on. Niall, I would say that he should get buried with the second missus because seems he done the dirt in the first one. The thoughts of him going on top of her one more time would probably disgust her, even though she is dead.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, love the show.
Yeah, I could see the analogy you were using there, by the way. I have to say, wonderful, wonderful.
Real people. Real opinions. Real Talk Radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic.